Amen. Praise God. What a fellowship. What a glory divine. We are all leaning on the word of the Lord, and we are all fellowshipping this morning. And this is why we encourage you to get on a few moments early so you can share your name, where you're calling from, and what God has done in your life. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we thank you for this telecommunications sanctuary. We thank you for the brothers and sisters that come on the line Monday through Friday and get your word and be able to start their day the right way because we're starting it with you, Lord. And God, we just thank you for everybody on the call from the youngest to the extra youngest, Lord. And we just thank you for the blessings you have given us. Thank you for letting us get through another weekend, God, because we know without you that would not be possible. We acknowledge the fact that an alarm clock did not wake us up this morning, but it was you instead that put air into our lungs and given us an opportunity to breathe this morning. Father, we just want to say thank you for the many, many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for the two vessels, the two angels, the two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, for not only saying yes, but for creating this call through you, Lord. We just want to say thank you because without their yes, we would not be able to praise you Monday through Friday on this call. And God, we want to say thank you for Artist International for threading us all together and giving us a sister and brotherhood and relationship through Christ for those who do not have a home church. God, we just say thank you for moving, molding, and motivating us through the word. Now, we stand right now in agreement that this call will be uninterrupted, unhindered, uncontaminated, and the word will go forward. We just want to thank you in advance, God, that we are motivated. Our ears, our hearts, and our minds are unclogged from any of the world's garbage. And, Lord, we will hear this word with clarity. We just want to say thank you. We want to praise you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and say amen and amen. Master's Call family, you enjoy your day. Enjoy the word. And remember to greet and love your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. I am now turning the call over to our host. Are you there?
I'm here, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, my love.
Wow, praise God for you, woman of God, and for Miss Aaliyah for seating us and greeting us on this. I am moved, I am motivated, and I am molded Monday. And we thank you for that tag and for opening us up with that anointed prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California. And on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. I hope you had a super fantastic weekend, as one of our founders would say, and I hope that God, that you saw that God is doing great things. He's still living, and he definitely reigns. So we welcome you to the Master's Call. This call has been going forth every single Monday through Friday since October the 25th of 2010. And the mission and mandate for this call is that as you dial in, as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call. We stand on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so we always start this call off in prayer. We also end this call in prayer. And then on Fridays, we open up the line to hear your prayer requests, your praise reports, and testimonies. But we also have a tool that you could use during the week before Friday if you need us to stand in agreement with you. We have a website. Our website, the address is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. You could go on to our website 24/7, and also we have an email. So if you're interested in being a greeter, if you have a message in your belly, if you are a prayer warrior and you are ready to assist and serve here on the TMC, then we welcome you. Please use our email, info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will respond to you. Immediately following this call, every Monday through Friday, we head over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598#. And so if you are an artist entrepreneur on this line, then I invite you to visit us there immediately following this call, where you will be motivated with your Artist International business. And if you're wondering, what is Artist International? Well, we're the number one health and wellness company in the world, and I'm telling you, we have been reloaded with phase three, and great things are happening in Artist International. You do not want to miss what's going on, so please make sure you join us on that call. So at this time, without further ado, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning, Dr. Thomasine Pickens. Dr. Thomasine Pickens, founder of Real Word Ministries Incorporated, is located in San Antonio, Texas. The Lord opened the doors to Real Word Ministries in June of 2004, and she immediately began an outreach ministry assisting the Battered Women Shelter, ministering under the bridge, Grace House, and many other places where hurting people reside. The prison ministry began in 2005 as the Lord began to send ex-offenders to her church home. The church is currently inside the prisons where she ministers on a weekly basis to both male and females throughout the state of Texas. Dr. Thomasine is also a certified life, career, and transitional coach and obtained her certification through CEE, Center for Credentialing and Education. She has a company, the Real Life Coaching Center, where she helps people transition in life. It is also Dr. Thomasine's desire to one day open the Real Hope Home, where she can bring families back together again and teach the mothers and the fathers how to parent their children. Dr. Thomasine truly believes that once a person knows better, that they will begin to do better. So at this time, without further ado, I would like to present to you none other than our speaker for this day, Dr. Thomasine Pickens. Dr. Pickens, are you out there this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, woman of God. The platform is yours.
Amen. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I want to, first of all, thank God for this opportunity, Dr. Weatherspoon, Dr. PK, for this opportunity. You know, I have to keep saying this was one of the first things that attracted me to Artist International was the fact that like-minded people were coming together every morning to pray to God and to just start the day off right. It really always blesses me to know that's first in this company and with this group of people. So it's just truly, truly, truly an honor to be here today to give you a word. We're going to be looking in the book of Acts, chapter 12. So, you know, I love that, you know, when I think of his goodness and all that he's done for me, I just get so excited to know that God loves us so much. And I heard a pastor say last week, and it blessed me so. He says, we have to understand God is not mad at us. He already knew what we were going to do before the foundation of the earth was, you know, ever began. He already knew, and he is not mad at his children. He loves his children so very much. He just wants the best for each and every one of us. And in this hour, God is really, he's starting to raise up people that no one knows, and he's really going to do some phenomenal things in different people's lives. And it's a blessing that with this business we can minister to people as we go forth and helping them with their health and their wealth. But first of all, give them the word of God and help them to become better people overall. Amen? So we're going to look at Acts chapter 12, and we're going to look at Peter. And for the sake of time, I'm going to read some of it, and then I'm going to just discuss some of it. So if I'm saying something that's not following along with your Bible, that's because I'm just going to kind of do a little summary here for us. So we're looking at Acts chapter 12, and we see at this point that Peter has been arrested, and we see that Peter is in jail. And we're going to go down to verse 5. It says, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And keep in mind, we are the church. It's not that building we go to on Sunday, but they were constantly praying. And I want to pause right there and ask, what are you constantly praying to God about? What are you constantly praying to him about? And it goes on and says, and when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. And then I have to say right there, you know, Peter's in prison, and he's chained, and he's got guards on both sides of him, but he knew his Lord. And he was comfortable enough to sleep in an uncomfortable situation. He was able to sleep in an uncomfortable situation because he knew everything was taken care of. And we have to know that every day, no matter what you're going through, that God is taking care of it. All we have to do is pray, seek his face, stay in position and listen and do what he commands us to do. And it goes on, verse 7, it says, now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him with the light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. Now, Peter was so comfortable that the angel had to hit him to get him up. And he's telling him, get up quickly. You know, when we read the word, God always does things suddenly, immediately, and quickly. And I tell folks, slow obedience is the same as disobedience. When God tells you to get up and do something, he has already touched the heart of the person on that other end of that phone call or that person that you're going to go meet. He's already touched their heart, and he has them in a position to do whatever it is that you need him to do. But if we get there at the wrong time, we're going to miss our opportunity. So we have to move when the Spirit of the Lord tells us to move, no matter what it looks like, no matter how we feel, no matter what even happened a few minutes ago. Just move, because God has already touched that person's heart to move on your behalf. So he told him, arise quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. They just fell off. Things are going to just start falling off of us. You know, sometimes when we're out here talking to people and trying to tell them about the business or even on your job, you may get a little shy. And when we get in the word of God, the Lord will just drop that shyness off. Sometimes people don't do good in business because they have low self-esteem. They have some issues that's going on the inside of them. So it's not that the product or the company's not good. They just have some issues that they have to deal with. But if you get into the word of God, all that stuff, all that negativity, all those things that are holding us back will suddenly fall off of us, and we can move into the fullness of God and do what God has called us to do and what he has created us to do. And so he says, gird yourself and tie on your sandals. And so he did. There we go with that obedience, doing it. And he said to him, put on your garments and follow me. So he went out and followed him. He did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. Have you ever experienced something with God that was just so good? You said, this must be a dream. This is just so good. And God says, I want to be that to you. I want to give you the desires of your heart. And I want you to sit back and say, my God, did he just do that? That's when he gets the glory, when we go around and tell people, look what God did for me. It was so good. I thought I was dreaming. It was so good. It was just so perfect that it was just planned out. And that's God. He could just plan it out and do it exactly the way he wants to do it, to just give himself the glory and blow our minds. And those are those moments when people look and say, that must have been God, because I know in that person's strength, they couldn't have done that, but look at God. So he went out and followed him and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was sleeping. When they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that led to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. I love that. I love that. God has opened doors in our lives, and I know personally he's opened doors in my life, and I'm standing at the door, and I'm looking, and I'm too scared to take that step. And keep in mind, you're like, oh, my Lord, really? And many times we'll get to that open door, and we're scared to go in. We're sitting there. We're asking people their opinion. What do you think? Do you think this door is opened by God? And we're just not sure of what to do. And at that moment, that's when I have to just go into my prayer closet and say, Lord, this is what I've been asking you for. Is this the door? And can I tell you today, people of God, when you step out and you do something, you see an open door and you step out and you go through that door, I don't care what happens, God can fix it and everything. So if you step out too soon or you step out, God can fix anything. We're not perfect people. We will make mistakes. And when we do, just fix it and let's keep on moving. But you see that open door, we have to stop hesitating and begin to move quickly and do what God has called us to do and go through that door. said so, and opened to them on its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the Jewish people," because he knew the plan was to destroy him. But God had a better plan. Satan may have had a plan to destroy you, but God has a better plan. God is going to continue to do what you have asked him to do and what he's already promised you to do. God is not a man, woman, boy, girl. He shall not lie, but he shall do everything that he has promised us that he would do in our life. I often hear people say, "God didn't bring me this far to leave me." No, he didn't. He didn't. And he won't ever leave us. He'll always be right there with us. But we have to learn to truly, truly, truly trust in God. Now here's the most phenomenal part. So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Now the saints are in here praying. Get this vision in your mind. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. Now, you have to understand, Rhoda was the maidservant. And here she is. This is well after midnight now. And here she is still ready and willing to serve and still in place and in position. And she was the one, a nobody, as we would say, according to the world, right? A maidservant. She was the one that went to the door. And as you continue to read, you'll see that because she was so excited. Now, Rhoda's thinking, we were just in here praying for Peter. We were asking God to loose him. And now Peter's at the door. And because of her excitement, she closed the door. Has God ever blessed you so good that you just kind of, oh, my gosh, you just kind of backed up from it? You didn't even know how to handle it or what to do. Some of you may have been like that with artists. I know I was. It was just so overwhelming. I had to step back. I'm like, oh, my God, this is just overwhelming. Because it was so good. And she got so excited because her prayer had been answered. And she goes back and she tells them, y'all, Peter's at the door. Now, here they are praying and expecting. This is why we have to be careful who's praying for us. And they said, Peter, that's not Peter, that's an angel. They did not have the faith to understand that what they had believed and prayed for was now standing at the door. See, be careful who you ask to pray for you. Because if they're having trouble believing for themselves, they may not be the one you need praying for you. You may need to ask somebody else. Because if they don't have the faith to believe that God's doing it for them, they'll never have the faith to believe that God will do it for you. And so we have to be careful who we're asking to pray for us. And she was excited. And some passages of scripture, I mean, some translations, it says they even called her insane. You know, like, you're crazy. That's not him. And she knew what she saw. And she knew what she expected. And she knew what she believed. And it was him. See, like I said in the beginning, in these last days, God is raising up some people that have no names, that are nobody to some folks. And he's raising them up to do business and to do business the right way. He's raising them up so that as we go forth on your job, with Artists International, no matter where you go today, you need to be about the Father's business and encouraging someone. He's going to use you to do something great and amazing in someone's life. You may not even understand the impact of how he's using you in this person's life, but at some point when you get to heaven, you'll know what you did. You never know what a smile can do for a person. You never know what a word of encouragement can do for a person. You never know what a simple testimony can do for a person. Just sharing this, God, you know, sometimes you share, you're like, I don't know why I'm sharing this, but I just feel led to say this. That's the Holy Spirit, because that person needs to hear exactly what it is you're about to say. And I often tell people, if you feel embarrassed from your past, then you're not delivered from your past. Because whenever you're delivered from something, you're willing to share when the Holy Spirit tells you to. You don't run to everybody and share, but you'll share with the ones that you feel an unction in your heart to share with. And that word could very well save their lives. People are going through so much in this hour. People are still losing houses. People are still losing jobs. The marriages are breaking up. The money's funny. Kids are crazy. There's so much going on in this hour. And those of us that are girded in his birth and know his birth and know the truth. And the truth is, he did it once, he'll do it again. You don't have to know from Genesis to Revelation to know that God is a good God. And sharing that with people and letting them know God is spectacular. And just because I'm going through something doesn't mean he's still not spectacular. He's spectacular, but we all have to go through something just to realize how spectacular he is. Have you ever looked back at something that you know God did and you look back at it and you say, oh, my God, I didn't see a way out of that but God. And God does it so wonderfully. He does it so great. He does it so magnificent. But what happens is we become embarrassed about that thing. And there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Like Apostle Paul said, we're all going through something in this hour. And just because we have a little hiccup on this journey doesn't mean we stop believing and doesn't mean we go into a hole and hide. We have to come out and declare the word of the Lord. Because if we continue to preach his word back to him, he says he honors his word above his very own name. I don't have to say, Lord, make the devil stop. Lord, make him quit. All I have to do is go to the word of God and say, Lord, this is what your word says about this situation. And pray, read it back to him because he's going to honor his word. He says, my word will not return back to me, Lord. It's going to do what I sent it to do. So whatever God has said in his word, it's going to be done. We just have to trust and believe that he's going to do it and know that he's going to use someone like you who nobody may not know. They may not even know you in your neighborhood. But God is going to use you to do something great and something magnificent on this very day and for the remainder of your life. He's going to use you in some way, some format, to do something great if you just be that vessel and be willing and allow him to do it. Don't get caught up in your past. Don't get caught up in what you don't have, but get caught up in what you do have. And you have the Lord Jesus Christ. You have everything that you need, everything that you want. You have the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. You have everything that you need. And God keeps saying, everything we have is in our hands, and we need to use it because he's blessed us with it. Amen? And so here he is using a maid servant, and no one thought, oh, my gosh, this girl is absolutely nuts. What does she mean? Peter's at the door. But they weren't praying, expecting God to do what they were asking, so they were in shock. But she did. She was down there with him, and she was praying, and she heard him. And she's like, I believe that. I believe that what we're asking God for, it will happen. And as they were praying in one spot, God was in another spot doing what he does best, and that's releasing someone from a difficult situation. But Peter had to go through that so he could see how powerful God was that he could loose him. And that's what you need to know today. God is so powerful, no matter what you're going through today, it can be fixed. It's nothing too hard for God. He may not fix it the way you want him to or the way you thought he would, but trust me, he'll take care of the business. God takes care of the business 24/7. He don't sleep, he don't slumber. He handles it for us, and we need to be about the Father's business and do the exact same thing. Amen? Well, I pray that this word touched someone, and again, Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 19 is the entire passage of Scripture if you'd like to go back and read it. And again, Dr. Weatherspoon and Dr. PK, thank you, and all the people part of the Master's Call, thank you so much for this opportunity, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Thank you.
Amen, amen, and amen. What a rich, rich word this morning. What a way to start off the week. Thank you, Dr. Thomasine, for that powerful message this morning. I will be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction for this day. At this time, let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and mighty God, we just praise your holy name. We love you, Jesus, and we bow down humbly before your throne. We ask that you would forgive us of our sins, those things that we thought, that we said, and we did that were against your will. Forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. We praise you and we thank you that by your stripes we are healed, that we are whole, God, and that we are made in your image, that we are movable, that we are motivated, and that we are mighty in your name, Jesus. So we just thank you for this day that you have made, and oh God, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for Dr. Thomasine Pickens and the word that you allowed for her to give us this morning, Father. I pray that this message will not just be in our ears, that we have opened our hearts and our spirits to receive your word, God. And I pray right now as she has poured out into us this morning, that you will open up windows and doors in her favor, that opportunities, new opportunities will open in your name for her, Jesus. And I pray that every single need for her ministry will be met in Jesus' name. And so we just thank you for her this morning. And for each and every person that dialed into this, the Master's Call on this day, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every single need will be met. I pray right now that you would do new things and greater things in their lives, Father. I pray that every single household, every need will be met in Jesus' name. Those that feel sick this morning, God, you are healers. So I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, oh God, because we are more than conquerors, and we already have the victory. And so I lift up Joseph and Malachi to you this morning, God. I pray that you would just touch them and others who are in prison, Father God, or in jails right now, or feel any of us who even feel that we are locked up, God. I ask right now that chains will be broken and released in the name of Jesus, Father. Nothing will keep us. Nothing will hinder us from doing what you would have us to do, oh God. And so I pray that you would change minds of lawyers, of judges, and of attorneys right now in the name of Jesus, that your favor will reign, God. And so I thank you for the lives of those, Father, who you have allowed us to celebrate, that you have called on home to be with you, God. We celebrate them, and we ask for comfort, for strength, and for peace for their families right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for Artists International and for the Diaz de Leon family. We ask right now that you would just strengthen them and allow this Artists Reloaded Phase 3 to be what you have called it to be, God. We may not understand it, but we know that you do. And so we ask that your will be done, your will be manifest. We thank you for Dr. Spiller, and we ask right now that you would just strengthen him and bless him as he continues to move forth. We pray right now that everything will be in order tonight in Houston as he goes to stand in front of the people to do what you would have him to do, God. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that as we go out from this place on this Monday, that we will go out with an open mind, with anticipation and expectation that great things will happen for us in this day. And we believe that in 2015, miracles, signs, and wonders will be seen in us in this year. So we praise you, God. We magnify you. We glorify you. And we give you all the honor. And it is done in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-POUND. We will be heading over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598-POUND. And so go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that God called and anointed you and he has given you the power to be, and make it happen for yourself and for your family today. Know that we love you here on the Master's Call and God loves you best. And at this time, Dr. Thomasine Pickens, can you come out and give us our benediction for this day?
Amen, amen, amen. I just want to encourage someone, don't be discouraged by that closed door today. Be like Peter, just to stay in position and just constantly continue to knock on that door, and God shall open that door at the appointed hour. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Have a blessed day, everyone. Thank you.